What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Trump officially switching sides. One of the most remarkable things we've seen this week is this new trend, I guess you would say. When Democrats are in office, we have different allies and different enemies. Used to be, no matter who was in office in America for many, many, many years, we had the same allies, same enemies. Didn't change. Well, now it is. We've gone from the Democrats enabling, funding, coddling Iran, even as it came out that they planned and provided logistical and tactical support for October 7th. They were arming the Houthis, who were then turning around and firing on our ships, our cargo ships, our military ships. Biden was fine with that. Democrats were fine with that because they were in partnership with Iran. And in the streets of America, the true horror of it. And Trump gets this, Lee. If you're going to fight Iran, you got to fight them on our campuses, because the Democrats were in the process of merging with them. As John Kirby, Biden's spokesperson, admitted, yeah, that's Iran marching with us, the Democrat grassroots in the streets. And yeah, Iran's funding these protests. I'm sorry. Wait. The world's chief sponsor of terror is funding the Democrat protests. Yeah, says Kirby. Yeah. I've played the audio many times for you. He said, well, they're not the only funder. No, Biden's donors were the other half. You are watching the merger of Iran and the Democrat Party. In a way, I'm going to underline in a minute and tie everything from the last 24 hours together. And Trump just went to the Middle East and said, oh, hell no, we're switching sides. Switching sides. No, Iran, not only not an ally, we're kicking their terror recruiters off Democrat-controlled campuses. That's done. Over 2,000 visas revoked. And then this just breakingly this.
Meanwhile, President Trump not mincing words at all, issuing a stark warning to Iran when it comes to a nuclear deal.
There's two steps. There's a very, very nice step, and there's a violent step. The violence like people haven't seen before.
Wow. Talk about a side switch. Holy cow. And of course, we've put the devastating sanctions back on the Ayatollahs. He is not messing around.
Nope.
He's not.
And that's, I think this is the possibility of a nuclear armed Iran as I think one of the existential threats to this country that even, you know, some Democrat voters understand.
Like maybe three of them, four
well,
tops.
No, the voters, five. I think, do understand. I mean, that's.
I hope so.
Because
hope so.
Many of them actually voted for Trump. And that's one of the reasons he got elected.
I want to tie all of this together. When you have James Comey openly calling for the assassination of Donald Trump, let's not kid ourselves, 86-40. So we all know what that is.
Yeah.
Lee, I mean, come on. If you've grown up watching crime dramas, television, you know what 86 is. You've ever seen a mob movie?
And this following two assassination attempts, and one of which actually struck the president and killed another man in Pennsylvania. And Comey is reprehensible. I'm why he's not in jail.
He's sick.
I mean, this guy is a traitor to this country.
Yes.
I'm going to say that. He is a traitor to this country. He is advocating, promoting, and advertising an assassination, another assassination on President Trump.
And, like, you know, remember who this guy actually is in terms of James Comey, you know, James Comey, okay?
Yeah, one of the instigators of the Russia hoax.
Hoax. You ever seen one of those movies where the whole time we're focused on the perp, the murderer, and at the end of the movie, they'll cut to the mirror and you realize, wait, the police chief was actually the insane homicidal maniac the whole time? Yeah. You ever seen a movie like that? Yeah. That was yesterday. I felt like that. When I saw those stones in the sand, it was one of those moments when I thought it wasn't real. You know, like I thought, wow, it was like the big reveal. He's insane.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
Yeah.
This was, let's go back through history for a second, okay? This was the guy we were told, James Comey, by the media, by Trey Gowdy, Lindsey Graham, both of whom all but threatened Donald Trump on national television to go along with what this guy wanted. George Bush, former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy, who was at the time on Fox News, the legal commentator. We have to trust the system. We have to trust Comey. We have to trust everybody. We got to enforce. Trump should just go ahead and turn over the million documents that they have subpoenaed. Let them investigate him. We were told by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, by CNN, we had to trust Comey. Comey was the guy, the credibility guy. We had to trust him. Russia hoax must be real. We had to believe him. We had to believe him. Trump was probably a Russian agent for the good of the country. We had to check. Whole time, Comey's breaking the law. He has perjured himself at a felony level before the FISA court. We'd learn that later. He lied. Lied to the FISA court to get the warrants to spy on Trump. He was just protecting America, though. 2 years of this went on. This was the guy, as the head of the FBI, who along with the head of the CIA, John Brennan, Obama's CIA head, had the Russia collusion hoax lead was because of their credibility. They kept it going. Because what? Think about it. What were the odds these two could be like? Come on, the heads of the FBI and the CIA lying about Russia influencing that election, lying about Putin having influence over Trump. Come on. Occam's razor. And I'll never forget the poll. 50% went to the polls in 2020 believing that Putin must have some influence over Trump. Trump must have some dealings with Russia. And he lost that election. And then we would learn, slowly, that Comey knew it was all a lie starting in August of 2016. Before the election? Before the 2016 election. Knew it. And yet he went on TV day after day, week after week, month after month. When Trump, you know, won pre-inauguration, then after inauguration, lying and lying and lying and lying and driving it. Again, with the help of Trey Gowdy, Lindsey Graham, who threatened Trump, you better not fire him. You better leave him in place or else. And now we find out who he really is. And I want to underline that point, Lee, okay? They're going to do this again. They're going to bring out the most credible person in the world to tell you something that in retrospect is insane. Trump is a Russian agent? Really? You know how cray-cray that sounds now? It sounds as cray-cray as the kind of person who would put 8647 in the sand and tweet it as the former head of the FBI. He's nuts. This is the reveal, the shot, the final scene in the movie where you realize the killer the whole time has been the police chief. He was crazy all along. And then you look back and you see there were signs. That's where we are. That's how I felt watching it. What did you think when you saw this? Were you shocked? Because I was shocked by it.
I was only shocked that he's still stupid enough to do something like this.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, these are supposed to be the best and brightest. I mean, we keep being told about, you know, how these folks that Democrats have put their trust in law enforcement are some of the smartest people in the world, that they see things how they really are. What an idiot. I mean, just taking away the political aspect of it, what an idiot. to do something like that as the former head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I mean, think about all of the really inappropriate things that Donald Trump does do on social media. I mean, let's just face it. There's some things that he says and shares that are just inappropriate. I mean,
in a laugh out loud
Exactly. But this is something that is on a completely different level. Completely different level.
It's that last final shot when you realize the police chief is sick and he needs some help. You need some help if you do a thing like this. He needs help.
And they tell us that Trump is a danger to the institutions of this country.
And think about it.
Only if he wants to cut their budget and close
them down. Yeah, that's the danger. Oh, sure. Right. I mean, this is like Comey and Brennan, but, you know, Comey is a big part of why half of America, Lee, believes there is a deep state trying to take us all down. And when we come back, I'm going to tie this whole 86-47 thing into the actual facts of the assassination attempts. Because a lot of people don't know them. You think, yeah, no, I know about Butler. No, you don't. What I opened this segment with Iran and the way Trump talks about Iran now, the FBI, the assassinations, the two Iranian assassins sent to kill Trump and the FBI's part in helping one of them, I'm going to tie it all together. Because it is the same story. When you hear Trump speak the way he just did here, and he didn't do it in his last term, there's a reason.
Meanwhile, President Trump not mincing words at all, issuing a stark warning to Iran when it comes to a nuclear deal.
There's two steps. There's a very, very nice step, and there's a violent step. The violence like people haven't seen before.
Trump knows if they would try to kill him, they will hit us with a nuke. I'll explain it all. And Comey ties right into it, coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, we go 800-905-0989. Texter writes, James Comey does need help. He needs help into his prison cell. Another texter writes, please tell Lee that even being the best and brightest can't win out over being stark raving mad. Now, the texter writes of the post by Comey, and I agree with this. This is almost as surprising as the origins of COVID. I'm going to explain why in a minute. Sad thing is Comey will never be held accountable for what he did. Had Trump done this during Biden's presidency, he'd have been in handcuffs this morning. Amen. Texter writes, Tira, how can you be the head of the FBI and not know what 86 means? Of course it means to kill somebody. Get rid of them. And when you see, even if you take the get rid of definition for a guy who's had two assassination attempts, folks, for which Congress has subpoenaed over 30,000 pages from Butler and the golf course, they still don't have them. Trump signed an executive order to get those pages. They don't have them. And Butler was weird. Butler was weird because it was one of the few Trump speech events where normally it's just the Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security doing like the pre-org. The FBI did it. We've never seen a damn document, not a page, no testimony, nothing. And they had to defy Congress for that. Had to defy them. It's a subpoena. They haven't turned it over. Still. Texter writes, hey, Tira, they arrested Roxy. That's the transgender name for Samuel Cain. They arrested Roxy for threatening Representative Nancy Mace. Yeah, she's going to actually be in town this morning for Roxy/Samuel Cain's hearing. Shouldn't Comey face the same consequences? Even more so because Comey was the FBI. He knows better more than anyone else. So lock him up. Okay, folks, I want to remind you of something, okay? Because to me, with the inside knowledge that I have and the in-depth research that you can only get from the Battleground America podcast in this show, when I see Comey post a thing like that, 8647, kill Trump, that's what it says. It has double, triple, and quadruple meaning. Let me tell you why it has double, triple, and quadruple meaning. Do you remember Asif Merchant? No, of course you don't. In fact, if you try to Google second Trump assassin, they won't pull his name up. Google doesn't do it. They'll pull up the name of this other guy who tried to assassinate an anti-Iranian activist in New York, and they'll ignore Asif Merchant. Google doesn't want you to know about Asif Merchant. Who's Asif Merchant? See, this is where the FBI angle comes in, and this is why my blood ran cold when I saw that picture, 8647 in the sand, that former FBI director James Comey posted. Here's why. This is a good time to remember that Asif Merchant, Pakistani, on the terror watch list, was sent by Iran to America to recruit assassins to kill Trump and everyone around him. Merchant, again, on the terror watch list, was given a special visa to come here. And he was interviewed by the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force at the Houston International Airport as soon as he landed. When he arrived, in April 2024, remember that date. FBI interviewed him, despite him being on the terror watch list and ineligible for that visa, the FBI let him go. They didn't pick him up again until July 12th, as he tried to flee the country. By the way, the interviewer actually said it was part of the release. He was a nice guy. Oh, I'm sure he was very nice. Picked him up again July 12th as he tried to flee the country. What is the significance of the date, July 12th? July 12th is the day before July 13th, the Butler rally, the next day. This guy was here to recruit assassins to kill Trump. Pick him up the day before the Butler. Weird, right? Merchant currently is charged here in America in a murder-for-hire plot against Trump and other Trump officials. That happened in August of 2024. In fact, the FBI kept the whole thing under wraps for a full month, let Butler cool down before they announced they had him. Do you see the significance now of the FBI and Secret Service refusing to turn over the 30,000 pages of records surrounding Trump's attempted assassinations that Congress has demanded and didn't get and then subpoenaed, and then Trump wrote an executive order demanding the FBI and the Secret Service turn them over, and he still doesn't have them that I know of, unless he's gotten through the back door and he just hasn't said. Congress doesn't have them. Now, knowing this, and as many times as I've told it to you, and I know there's always people who text me and say, well, maybe the FBI let him come in here and let him go so they could watch him, you know, so they could get him. He was sent by Iran to recruit assassins to get Trump. Would you let him go? He's on the terror watch list. They let him go. And then from the head of the FBI, where so many sleeper cells are still inside the FBI who were brought in by Comey, that guy tweets 8647. Do you see how the meaning, the shades of meaning it takes on? When Trump still can't even learn who in the heck Thomas Crooks was communicating with through those overseas accounts. Was it Asif Mershon? Is that why Google does not want me to know who he is? The only way to find out who he is on Google is to put his full name in. If you try to look up what happened to the second Trump assassin, they will direct you to another guy. Again, who wanted to kill an activist in New York. You can't find it. It's like it didn't happen. People don't even know. This whole thing isn't over. The FBI is knee deep in these assassinations, if only because they enabled an assassin to come in, if only because they are still hiding the details. Something stinks about that. Something stinks to high heaven about that. Comey knows what all of it, he knows all of this. And you know what else he knows? He knows Trump knows. So when you're Donald Trump, you see that 8647, when you're Trump Jr., who was outraged yesterday on X, you see 8647 coming from Comey, and you have the background I just gave you? See how it looks different? It's a next level, three-dimensional threat from Comey. It's not just trying to get some liberal jackwad to take him out. It's something beyond that. And that, folks, that is why yesterday, after this Comey mess, Trump is talking like this about Iran.
Meanwhile, President Trump not mincing words at all, issuing a stark warning to Iran when it comes to a nuclear deal.
There's two steps. There's a very, very nice step, and there's a violent step. The violence like people haven't seen before.
He knows Iran and the FBI smack in the middle of this assassination mess. And it's concerning that he doesn't have all the details.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'm in awe of this trip, and I think China is in awe of this trip. But this is one big, beautiful business trip, long-term, The U.S. has a new basis for foreign policy. Trump has swept all that aside. And I think long term, the tech and AI partnerships with the Middle East will lock out China. And that may be the single most significant piece of business done on this trip.
Here's more from the president on the significance. Listen.
There's a great relationship with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE. It's a really unified Middle East. It's something that we haven't seen. The U.S. was absent for 4 years. We didn't really know too much what we were doing for 4 years. And things were not going good. Other people were courting the Middle East, but they won't even waste their time in courting them any longer.
Dr. Grant, I would argue it goes beyond 4 years that we have not known what we are doing in the Middle East. It seems like since the dawn of time, nobody really understands how the Middle East works and how to solve the massive problems that are there. This looks different this time, at least at first blush. Will this end up being a trip literally for the history books? In other words, ones that Carly and my kids will be reading about years from now as to a trip that reshaped history and reshaped the world that we will be living in.
Yes, this will be a trip for the history books because for the first time, President Trump is getting ROI, return on investment for American foreign policy. That's going to be the new basis going forward. It is a historic shift that will benefit the U.S. and will benefit the world and the region.
Okay, well, there is some criticism on the deals that the president is making right now, especially when it comes to chips in China, which is something that you just mentioned. Chuck Schumer, as well as the Republican chair of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, they're saying about the same thing. But Chuck Schumer's statement is this deal could very well be dangerous because we have no clarity on how the Saudis and the Emiratis will prevent Chinese manufacturing from getting their hands on.
And she goes on to explain, and I will break that down in the 8 o'clock hour. All of that's coming up. Folks, did you ever, even one time, see Democrats try to cut a business deal? Did you ever, even one time, see Democrats advocate like this on the world stage for America? No. And folks, from here to Brussels, they're admitting this is completely changing the entire world order. Love this. This is from the BrusselsSignal.eu. And this is a foreign take. Okay, keep in mind this particular publication was hysterical along with the rest of them 6 weeks ago when the U.S. stock market was tanking by thousands of points. Headline, tariff de-escalation and hints of new world order show Trump's tactics are working. Wait, what? This is the English translation. Trump de-escalation and hints of new world order show Trump's tactics are working. Wow. It may not have been well publicized in Europe, but the combination of sudden temporary resolution and de-escalation of the tariff imbroglio between the United States and China has gone a considerable distance to legitimizing the apparently brusque method of President Trump's policy to eliminate the completely unjustifiable and ultimately unsustainable U.S. trade imbalance of $1.2 trillion. They are admitting, this is crazy, they're admitting that this trade imbalance was ridiculous. In Europe, the contemporaneous revelations of higher than expected job creation in the United States. Folks, in a week, we found out that the Democrats lied. In the third quarter of 2024, going into the election, there was zero, goose egg, zero job creation. Zero. We learned that this week because they have to adjust the jobs, later on. So they eventually have to admit there isn't 399,000 jobs created. And Joe Biden, zero. The only jobs created were government jobs. So when they're saying unexpected job creation, yeah, it was unexpected because we were in a jobs apocalypse and they just lied about it. The contemporaneous revelations of higher than expected job creation in the United States and substantially lower than expected inflation have been at least a very serious temporary embarrassment of those commentators in Europe and America who'd been shrieking their alarms as if their hair was on fire about where Trump's policies might lead. In the first day of his visit to Saudi Arabia, where he announced his expectation of the confirmation of $600 billion to be invested in the U.S. and the crown prince, topped that up to over $1 trillion. All this augurs powerfully for the success of his slightly unorthodox economic policies. Let's keep going. Axios, left-wing publication. Inflation, recession fears may be overblown. Yeah. With major indicators from April, the month of peak tariff uncertainty now in, none show the kinds of recessionary or inflationary conditions implied by business and consumer survey. Implied? Implied? Folks, they crashed the market down thousands of points. They told you what they were trying to do. They told you what the goal was. By the way, if you ever want to know what the goal is of the deep state, the Democrats, and the globalists, go read Drudge. Just take a glance at it. That's the talking points. And see if they stick. Because I read you the talking points for April. I knew what the goal was. They told us. Worst, because it was a headline on Drudge too. They said, before April was over, worst month since the Great Depression for the stock market. That was their goal. They were pounding it down. They wanted a crash. People said, now we believe Trump, not you fools. And that's after they were screamed at wall to wall about the disaster this would be. Specifically, tariffs were going to cause inflation and we were going to have a recession. Mm-hmm. JP Morgan Chase has 72 hours ago retracted their forecast of a recession. And incredibly, the producer price index, which is what manufacturers are paying now for the goods they're going to assemble and sell to us, down half a point, inflationary, down half, down. It's supposed to be going up because the tariffs are down. Now, we have Walmart this morning out, and we'll see, saying the tariffs may cause some prices to go up. We'll see. But so far, the gloom and doom that crashed the economy, not there. How good is this? So good, some Democrats are figuring out, you know what? Instead of standing off on the sidelines and grumbling and advocating for our MS-13 friends, maybe the Americans should see us praising America. Did you see this? James Carville coming out and saying, Democrats, the party needs to praise the greatness of the USA. I've never heard him do it. They know how bad they look. And this, senior House Democrat offers rare praise for Trump. Biden aides are praising this trip, saying it was a good deal. I'm not in the habit of praising Donald Trump. Representative Jim Hines, part of Democrat leadership, said, I'm not in the habit of praising Donald Trump, but I've got to tell you, in the last week or so in the Middle East, Ukraine, Russia, it's a different story. We'll have more on that coming up. They are getting their butts kicked, and that's why they're freaking, and that is why Comey is sending out messages in the sand about assassinating Trump. It's the only play they got left. Folks, the level of the insanity here with these liberal judicial dictators, there's 700 district court judges, 700 of them. They just go judge shop and a judge will, quote, enjoin Trump nationwide from doing whatever they don't like. As you know, it's getting ridiculous. Did you see the latest? You know how Trump has turned our border into a military zone, literally turning over the land on the border to the Pentagon, which gets it out of the jurisdiction of liberal judicial dictators, immigration judges, and puts it in the purview of the Pentagon, whole different sets of rules. It's like you're trespassing on a military base. I was waiting for the liberal judicial dictators to try to figure their way around this. Listen to this. Just listen to this. A federal judge just dismissed charges against illegal immigrants who tried to cross the border, but instead entered a military zone at the border. You want to know why the judge dismissed the charges? There were no signs warning them. No signs. Okay, I'm sorry. However, another federal judge, do you remember this? Convicted Americans for walking on the grass on January 6th. Didn't even enter the building. Walking on the grass after unknown agents remove signs prohibiting access. So you mean the whole time? They got 1,000 of them that way with geofencing. They figured out where their phones were. So even if you did not enter the building, didn't matter. You mean the whole time all these January 6ers had to do was say that there were no signs? Is that all they had to do? You know, like the illegals. So you know what this judge is going to do? They're going to force. It's like 700 miles of border. They're going to force Trump to put up signs. I don't know. What, every mile? Half a mile? 12 feet? 100 feet? What's going to be good enough for the judicial dictators? They will do anything to keep the borders open and the cartel running human beings over it. Anything it takes. I said this isn't believe. I've never seen anything like this. But that's good. It's good. You know what's good? That's not good. But it's good for the American people to see this. Do you know what it's like to have sat in this chair for as long as I have? Doing talk radio and trying to tell you how bad they are. Yeah, it looks like they're this bad, but they're actually diabolical. No, they really are, I swear. And I don't even have to try to make the argument anymore. They're doing it for me. I just got to tell you what they're doing. Meanwhile, their other tactic, folks, they were going to begin doing this to order Trump to open the border. Remember that lunatic Washington liberal judge who ordered Trump to take 12,000 illegals? Because they're not legally here, right? He hasn't let him in. Ordered him to take 12,000 people. Just take them. Refugee. Trump had turned off the program. No, we're not doing this. We can't vet him. 12,000 of them. Remember that judge? And that was going to be precedent. If that judge could do it, then they could start ordering them to open the border, take whatever illegal comes across, all 500,000 or whatever. They could order that. That's where they were going. That guy was getting ready to put Trump in prison or his staff because he said, do not, you take them right now, take the 12,000. Do not defy this order. I will consider it contempt, and that is criminal. He was just overturned by the Ninth Circuit. Moron. Turns out he didn't have the jurisdiction to do that. You think? To make his own immigration policy?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.